This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
He throws, it's deflected and intercepted by the Bills. Leonard Smith at the 30, down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, he scores! Leonard Smith!
Big interception for the guy who's on the line with us right now. He is coming back to Buffalo as the leader of the charge this Sunday when the Bills take on the Miami Dolphins. Former Bills safety Leonard Smith on the line with us. Leonard, good evening. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, John. Pleasure to be with the show.
That interception came against the Denver Broncos, that famous Monday night football game. Do you recall that play?
Recall it very well. One of our big comebacks when it looks like the game was pretty much out of hand, and we came back with, what, a minute and 77 seconds. We scored three touchdowns there.
That was an amazing comeback on Monday Night Football. The Bills down 21-9, and that almost was the start of some great things when you think about it. In that 1990 season on the national stage, Leonard, you and your teammates, there were special teams touchdowns, your touchdown. There was obviously some offensive production. That was really maybe the game when the 1990 Bills announced themselves to the rest of the league. Do you think?
Well, I think we had really made a known name for ourselves back in 88 when we, all the great guys had kind of got together under Marv Levy and just started a winning tradition again with Buffalo. But that was the turn going into making the four runs into the Super Bowl, that, all that nucleus where we built really started from the 80s and just kind of traveled right on down the line.
Leonard Smith on the line with us. He's the leader of the charge. This Sunday, he'll be waving the Bills flag in the tunnel end zone when the Bills take the field to play Miami. Let's talk a little bit about the 88 season, Leonard. The way I recall it, you got traded here from the Arizona Cardinals about 3 or 4 weeks into the season for Sean McNaney, I believe, right?
Exactly, yes. And what a turnaround.
Yeah.
Coming from the Cardinals, we hadn't been winning, and coming to the Bills at that time, it was actually 3-0 when I came in. First game I played was a Sunday afternoon game with Pittsburgh, and winning just continued on right on through that year. But I was, a little shocked to be traded, but all worked out perfectly where I wind up with a team that was on the rise and continued to rise.
Yeah, the 88 season, for the Bills, when you got here, started out pretty well. And when Marv Levy talks about when he walked into the room a year or two before, he looked around and there were, potential Hall of Famers in the meeting rooms. So did you get that sense when you walked into your first meeting with the Buffalo Bills back in 88, Leonard?
I kind of got the same feeling as Marv, but, guys that I've seen throughout and played against throughout the league, but for years, but now sitting in a room with these guys, and with a mission to win. When you say we had some win behind us during that time, we had a lot of win behind us, and guys believed in everyone. And, from the oldest guys on down to the youngest guys, everybody pulled their weight. And, nothing but good things happened from that point, and we kind of grew together and continue to grow together.
That season ended with the AFC East Division Championship, a home playoff win against Houston, a Buffalo team that had not been to the playoffs for a long time. That I remember that game vividly, New Year's Day, 1989, at the end of that 88 season. That had to be a lot of fun to finally get a playoff win for these Buffalo fans, Leonard.
That was a great opportunity for me because that was my first playoff game. Uh-huh. The years with the Cardinals, we had never made the playoffs. So I was as excited as the fans were and just thrilled to be a part of it. And to continue that right on into Cincinnati, if we could have pulled that one off, we would have been right into the Super Bowl. But the Bengals wound up going in, but that's just how close we were and what had actually started there with the trade of me as well as Cornelius coming in the year before. Yeah. It just, a nucleus of great guys from Cali to Bruce. Thurman was a rookie that year, and he was my roommate. So nothing but great times and great memories.
And then a couple of years later, the 1990 season, the first Super Bowl season. Tell me about the momentum you guys generated, including that win against Denver in Monday Night Football in late September. But it seemed like you guys were almost destined to go to the Super Bowl that season, didn't it?
I think so. Everybody was on the same page, that's what I kind of look at the team right now. If everybody get on the same page, nothing can't be stopped. You can roll and roll, and everybody knows their role, and they know they support. You don't have to look down the line and wonder if someone's going to be there. Everybody's in their place. And you're going to have games that you're up and down that things don't work out, but if everybody can hold themselves together, good things do happen.
Hey, Leonard, the Bills, when you come here Sunday, the Bills are getting set to play the Dolphins. And in that 90 season, the first playoff game was a big win over the Dolphins in a bit of a snowstorm here, a 44-34 win over the Dolphins. You recall much about that game?
Really recall a lot about that game. You know, we play those guys tough all the time. But, you know, it's a different story when you come up to Buffalo and the weather's kind of in your corner. You know, something we dealt with all the time. So, I'm looking forward to coming up this weekend and seeing them actually, you know, kind of take it to the Dolphins. It's a great opportunity for the young team to rise. They had a great win last weekend against Jacksonville. This can't do anything but help momentum going into the offseason, as well as finish on a great note. Miami's looking to try to make the playoffs. Bills got eliminated with four of the teams this past weekend with the playoffs. So that's out of your mind. But going out and playing some tough, hard-nosed football in the snow, cold, hey, what else is it to do in Buffalo to play ball?
That's right. Hey, I work, as you know, Leonard, alongside your partner. In fact, you played alongside Mark Kelso for a couple of years. I've been alongside him now in the broadcast booth. What can you tell me about Mark Kelso and his approach to the game? And did the guy ever crack a smile when he was playing, by the way?
No, not too much. He had a little bit of a smile. Great competitive. Really studied the game well. We kind of knew what each other was doing, and that's what I was saying earlier. You only have to look, you know, and know that everybody's on the same page. But Mark Kelso was more of one of the leaders on that defense. We pretty much all was, but certain guys stood out, and Mark, he did every weekend. Even the weekend when he wore that big old kazoo helmet, but with concussions now, you want nothing but the best. But overall, he's a great guy, knowledgeable of the game. Like I said, one of the leaders there, and what a great friend and a teammate to play with.
Hey, Leonard, I had a conversation with Marv Levy back when Mark started on the radio with us. So this is 8 years ago or so. And about midway through the season, Marv Levy said to me, "How's Mark doing? How's Kelso doing on the radio?" And I said, "Marv, he's really good and he really works hard. He forces all of us on the broadcast to work harder. He prepares so much." And Marv said, "Why do you think I kept him on the field so long?" You know, and I thought that was kind of a telling statement about the way Kelso gets ready to play.
He prepares very well. I thought I studied a lot and looked at film, but I get out of the shower and heard him get in the film room because trying to get the projector before he did. But he prepares himself well. He played the game well. He played the game the way it should be played, with compassion, every play. And that was just a part of that those Bills teams during that time, and I'm glad your radio show with him is working out well because he comes with passion.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He does know it.
Leonard, what, you know, Bill Polian used to say when he would look back, you know, right around the time of those Super Bowl era teams, he used to say that with free agency coming, you'll never have a collection of talent like that on one roster again. I think looking back now, 20 years later, Polian was right. There haven't been a whole lot of teams with that much talent on the roster since that early 90s Bills team.
It's quite a bit of turnover now, and it's hard to get that many guys together that has that much talent and not have big egos and worrying about really large checks every weekend. Yeah. And wanting to have the best salary other than another guy. You know, quality play you put on the field, money will find you. Now, the way the money is, you can only have one or two guys that, because your roster just can't afford it. So those years are pretty much past at this time to try to put that much nucleus of players together that can be consistent and play together every year, because someone else will pick them up in a little bit, and it's kind of hard not to go after the money. You know, it's one of those things. Your career is a short career. You want to make all the money you can. But the main goal should always be still to try to get one of those first-place Super Bowl ring instead of the second-place
ring. Yeah. You played in the Super Bowl 25 and then were unable to play in Super Bowl 26 with an infection in your leg. How crushing was that not to be able to play in that second Super Bowl in Minneapolis, Leonard?
Well, you worked so hard to get back there, and that was a great opportunity to get back there. But you know, it's just one of those things you look back on in your career and say, I was blessed to get there, to be a part of great teams to get to a Super Bowl. But it was a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, reality, life offers you a whole lot of things. And sometimes you just have to see if you're the bigger person to go through them. You know, not making a Super Bowl for the young people that are in the hospital that would never get out and run and have fun. It's kind of hard to point and wonder why me. But it's just one of those things. I was still blessed to have that opportunity to play in one and be a part of another and still see the team get to two more. So it's a blessing.
Leonard, I know you spent a little time here in Buffalo since your playing days ended. Well, how do you keep yourself busy? What do you do these days?
Right now we have a family lawnmower repair center down in Louisiana, one of the largest ones, and we also have a lot of rental properties that I kind of manage and take care of. My wife, Natalie, is one of the detectives there in Buffalo, so that brings me back to Buffalo quite often. So my ties in Louisiana and Buffalo has not changed.
Yeah. I see. I know in the tunnel, every once in a while, we'll look down right below us from our broadcast booth, and you're down there waving to Mark Kelso. I think you're waving to Kelso, not me, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm waving at both of you, but more to Kelso.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that's a section with good friends of mine, Jackie Sullivan and her fiance. They seat there. They've had family seats there for over 40-some years, they said. So, and that spot is right below you guys.
Yep.
So, kind of hard for me not to come to that section and look up and say hello to my friend as well as yourself.
I got you. Hey, what's it going to mean for you Sunday to be the leader of the charge, to take that big Bills flag and waving around as the Bills take the field? What do you think will be going through your head on Sunday, Leonard?
Oh, why can't I get on the field and play?
Yeah.
I get excited about it. The fans there were great to me during my playing days, and love playing to a high level for the fans. It's going to be a little more exciting knowing that I'm only waving the flag to get the other guys fired up, that I won't be able to participate and run on the field and do a little something myself. But whatever I can do to give those guys motivation to go out and play their hearts out and play together as a team and take it to the Dolphins, hey, my part's waving the flag, I'll make that happen.
It's going to be good to see you there, Leonard. Thank you very much for being on with us tonight. We appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks, John. You guys have a great afternoon.
Leonard Smith, the leader of the charge Sunday when the Bills take the field to play the Miami Dolphins, the former Bills safety on those great Super Bowl-era teams more than 20 years ago. Our thanks to Leonard for joining us. He joined us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway has a special offer for Bills fans. When the Bills score 20 points or more at home this year, go to BuffaloBills.com for details. Subway, eat fresh. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.